Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we dig into the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 35. Self-love doesn't stop. We've made it through another week of practicing self-love, and today's challenge is the perfect place to kind of land, and that's because today's challenge is a lack of love. Just think of where we started 5 weeks ago with perhaps very little ideas about how to maintain a healthy self-love practice and what that would mean, what that would consist of, and how it would benefit our lives. And now we've come to a place where we can really review. We know we have enough knowledge to be able to come up with strategies and antidotes and healthy habits. And all of that is part of the practice. And all of that is also something we could use as a mask, maybe unconsciously, but we could get into a place where we forget why we're doing all of these things. We get disconnected from the actual love part of self-love, of a self-love relationship. And that, so that's one challenge. And another, you know, way that we could experience a lack of love is we could, our own self-love practice could be perfectly healthy, but we might not have other relationships, other loving relationships that are coexisting with our self-love relationship. And that doesn't feel good. That's not supportive of what, you know, the kind of relationship we're trying to sustain. Remember, self-love is an independent activity, but it's not an isolated activity. It doesn't exist on an island, like the phrase goes. Being a part of a community of other loving relationships and other people who are practicing a self-loving relationship is going to greatly enhance your own self-love relationship. Surround yourself with love. It might sound cliche, but it actually works. Just like if you want to be a runner, you're not going to hang out with people who couch surf. Okay? You're going to hang out with people who run. It's going to bring your practice up. It's going to elevate your practice. We have dogs. If we want to hang out with another family, it's going to work out better if they have dogs. We're going to understand each other. We're going to have things in common. We might learn from each other. People seek out what they are looking for all the time. And this is how play dates happen. You set up a play date for your kid with another mom who you admire, and you see things in that mom that you want to emulate and you want to hang out with her. So it's the same thing with self-love. Self-love can't exist in a vacuum. So start as a strategy to the challenge of a lack of love, start to seek out other people who love themselves. Now, you know enough about self-love at this point to know whether or not someone else is practicing self-love. It might be good as part of your action item today, just to make a list of people who you know who are practicing self-love. And remember that practicing self-love isn't going to present as someone who's perfect, doesn't make mistakes. It's going to present as someone who shows themselves compassion, who acts with intention, who's putting love out and receiving love. And the mantra I wanted to give you today really supports this idea of reaching out and surrounding yourself with other people who are loving themselves. Because the mantra is, I know how to love myself. Now this is going to act, this mantra, it's true because you're on week 5, you know how to do it. You've got a lot of strategies in place, habits in place, support in place, if you've been following along and doing all of these action items. So you do know how to love yourself. And that mantra, because it's true, is also going to act as a way to manifest into your life other people who love themselves. I can tell you from my experience that this is totally true. In fact, don't start putting into the universe the idea that you want other people who love themselves to come into your life if you're not ready for it, because once you start putting it out there, they're going to show up. So one of the ways that the law of attraction, or what I like to think of it as the law of connection, one of the ways this works is the energy you're putting out is the energy you're going to get back, right? That's the basic idea of the law of connection. So if you're putting out an energy of self-love, you're going to attract other people who love themselves for the most part. Another way that I have experienced a lack of love is almost intentionally, but not when I knew what I was doing. So rebelling against love in all its forms has been one of my, I guess, one of the phases I went through before I started loving myself, because I didn't have a framework of love. I didn't recognize love and loving relationships. And so I wasn't attracted to them. And I was probably also jealous and or fearful of loving relationships. So I really rebelled against love in all its forms. And I just thought, this isn't for me. I can live without this. And in fact, I thought I was going to live without it, without love. I thought, you know, I'm a writer. I'm supposed to be miserable. I don't need support. I don't need people worrying about me, checking in on me. I can do this thing on my own, which of course is not true if I want to become the person I'm interested in becoming. Obviously, that is a path that I could have chosen and stuck with and could probably have lived a very different life. And maybe I would have written my great American novel already out of all the pain and suffering I was bringing myself. But that's not the life I chose. And so whenever the rebel in me, sort of as a knee-jerk reaction, hesitates to allow more love into my life, I have to remind myself that I made that choice. That I don't thrive on a lack of love, that I need more love. In fact, that there is no such thing as too much love. Because it's just energy. Love is energy. And the more of it I'm surrounded with, that's going to support my self-love practice. And that's going to allow me then to return that energy back into the world. So on and so forth. It's a cycle. It's a ripple effect. It's waves, phases of the moon, however you think of time, the passage of time and the exchange of energy, that's what we're going for. So obviously the strategy to work against any sort of lack of love is to invite love in. I'm living proof that the strategy works. It's a pretty easy one, even though lack of love is like the hugest challenge. Once you figure out this strategy and you start practicing it, it is one that I found anyway. I became, you know, really enamored with it because the effects are immediate. So again, this is a good place to end our week, because attracting more love into your life is going to be very important as we go forward. So for your action item, there's lots of goodies in there. Definitely sit and think about all the different things, all the different ways you've come to understand a healthy self-love practice. This is a good time for a little mini review. And if you're a rebel like me, and sometimes you have that knee-jerk reaction to run the other direction from love, check yourself and use your mantra. I know how to love myself. And attract love, surround yourself within a culture of love, and that reaction is going to be less likely to occur. Okay, so take a good hard look at your other relationships today. Are they in support of your healthy self-love practice, or are they working against it? And what are you going to do about it? All right, friends, I'm excited to move on in this journey, and I will see you Monday. Thanks for listening to Self-Love 365. Much love to Henry Liu for our original music and Little Legends Design Studio for our custom graphics. Thanks to our Twitter followers at 365_self and to our blog readers at 365daysofselflove.com. And thanks to you for listening.